Everybody, my name is Ren, and I came here to help English learners all of my heart. I got here really to tell a little bit story for English learners. In my podcast, like you see, it's storytellers for English learners, so I'm so appreciated to do this podcast for all of you guys. I'll start by telling a story to the people that don't really have the ability to read a story because they are not really good in English. They don't have the enough word that they can know, or they don't have a lot of information, but they want to improve their English. They want to talk and are really a bit confident in front of people and have a really big and a really beautiful accent that they will have. So I got here to tell you guys that learning English is not hard, but you have to be passionate in it. You have to read more books, you have to learn more in grammar, you have to know a lot of words, and you have to study really hard. So I came here to start with Wembley Kid story. It's a diary of Wimby Kid. It's the most amazing story that most of people love. It's really simple, and it's for kids, by the way, in England. And if I got to America, it would be so good. It's a kid story, and most of people really like it. So I got you the most beautiful and really funny story that you have to read it. Okay, so let's start with this amazing story by Jeff Guinea. It's a diary of Wimby Kid. Let's get, do you know who is a kid? Okay, the story of the book is called Diary of a Wimby Kid. Captain Fever, you know Captain Fever? It's the boy that is in the story. And the writer is Jeff Guinea. So, let's start. Okay. It's telling about his days, his diary days, and today, this month is November, and we are on Saturday, so let's see. He's talking, so I will talking like here, so like him, sorry. Okay, let's start. Most people look forward to the holidays, but the stretch between Thanksgiving and Christmas just makes me nervous, Rick. If you make a mistake in the first 11 months of the year, it's not a big deal. But if you do something wrong during the holiday season, you're gonna pay for it. It's too much pressure to me on your past behavior for whole months, the most I can really handle in 6 or 7 days in a row. So if they move Thanksgiving to a week because Christmas, it would be fine by me. Kid whose families don't celebrate Christmas are lucky because they don't have to stress out whenever they do something wrong at this time of year. In fact, I've a few friends in that category, so I think I act a little extra dorky around now just because they can. The thing that really makes me nervous is this whole Santa issue. The fact that he can see you when you are sleeping and know you were woke really creeps me out. So I've started wearing sweet bands to bed because I really don't need Santa seeing me in this my underwear. I'm not really convinced that Santa had the time to keep an eye on you 24 hours a day anyway. I figure he can only check in on each kid once or twice a year for a few seconds, and with my luck, that happens at the most impressive moments. If Santa really does see everything you do, then I could be in a trouble. So when I write him, I don't say that what I want for Christmas and all that. I use my letter to paint my soul in the best possible light. He said, "Dear Santa, I didn't throw a crab apple on Mrs. Taylor Katz, even though it might have looked that way from a distance. Seriously, it's a great heavenly." Then there is this naivety or nice list they're always talking about. You hear about it, but you never actually get to see it. So it's up to grown-up to tell you where you stand any given moment. And something about that just doesn't seem right. I kind of wonder how accurate the list is really anyway. There's a kid named Jared Bile who lives up the street from me. And if there's anyone who deserves to be on the naivety list, it's him. But last year he got a dirt bike for Christmas. I don't even ask me what Santa was thinking on that one. It's not just Santa's I've got to worry about either. Last year, when Mom was going through some old boxes, she found a homemade doll from her childhood. Mom said the doll called Santa's coat, and this his job is to watch how kids behave and then report like back to Santa at the North Pole. Well, I'm not a fan of that idea. First of all, I think you have a right to privacy in your own home. And second, Santa's coat gives me the willies. I don't really buy the idea that this doll is feeding Santa information. But I just in case, I try to be extra good whenever I am in the same room as the Santa's coat. But it's probably doesn't matter anyway. But my older brother Roderick is constantly feeding Santa's coat bad information about me. Every morning when I wake up, Santa's coat is in a new place, which I guess it's supposed to prove that he traveled to North Pole overnight. But I'm starting to wonder if they're really Roderick who moves him. It's Sunday. Today, we took all our Christmas decoration out of the storage room in the basement. We have boxes full of ornaments, and some of them are pretty old. There is one with a picture of me and Roderick taking a bath in the sink that really impressing. But Mom won't let me throw it away. We put on the tree in the living room and stored the hanging ornaments on it. My little brother Manny was taking a nap upstairs, and when he woke up and found out we were decorating the tree without him, he had a total meltdown. The reason Manny was so upset was because someone hung his favorite ornaments, the candy cane he really likes. So Mom took it off the tree and handed it to Manny to hang it up himself, but Manny wanted her ornaments to be the first one on the tree, so that meant we had to take all the decoration down just so he could get his way. And that's just the kind of thing that happens in my house every single day. Mom hasn't started to use the treat of Santa as a way of getting Manny to behave, but I'm sure she will be soon. I don't think it's such a good strategy for keeping us in line. So, because the second Christmas is over, Mom doesn't have real leverage. We got to Monday quickly, so we started with Monday. Right before Thanksgiving break, there was a contest at the school to see who could come up with the best anti-bullying slogan. And the grand prize was a pizza party for the winning team. Everyone wanted to be the party, and people didn't care what they had to do and win it. Two groups of girls in my grad came up with slogans that were really similar, and each group accused the other one of stealing their idea. The whole situation spun out of control, and eventually the vice principal had to step in to stop it from turning into a full-scale riot. Our school only has one legitimate bully this year anyway, and his name is Dennis Rude. And with all the signs of posters everywhere, I'm pretty secure that message is getting through to him. The day before Thanksgiving, there was a big anti-bullying assembly, and everyone in the anti-troop was looking at the Dennis the whole time, and I kind of felt sorry for him, so I tried to make him feel better. Even though Dennis is the only real bully in our school this year, we had a bunch of them last year, but people were constantly getting picked on these races. So the teachers set up the station on the playground where kids could press a button if they needed to get a grown-up's attention. Well, the tale of teacher station just ended up being a convenient place for the bullies to hang out and find their night's victims. The teachers say teasing counts as appalling too, but I don't think there is any way they are gonna put a stop to that. Kids are always calling each other names, that kind of things at my school. In fact, one of the reasons I try to stay under the radar is because I don't want to end up getting stuck with a nickname like Cody Justin did. In kindergarten, Cody stepped in some dog poop at the races, and ever since with then, people have called him Ducky. And I'm not just talking about the kid. Either I'm talking about the teacher and even a principal. I'll tell you this. If I ever get a nickname like Ducky, I'll move to a different town. This is really good. But what would probably happen in that someone from my old school would move to my new town, and the whole thing would just start back up again. The teachers always say that when you are getting picked on, you should tell an adult. I think that's a good idea, but it didn't work out so well when I was getting bullied. There was the kid who lived in the neighborhood next to me, and for some reason everyone called him Nasty Pants. Every time me and my friends Rolly went through Nasty Pants neighborhood, he chased up with a stick. The thing that really stunk was that me and Rolly used to wait in the neighborhood as a shortcut to get to school. So we started having to go out for our way to avoid getting harassed by Nasty Pants. Oh, that's so bad. And yeah, guys, I will stop here. This is page 18, and I will stop here because I got so tired. I'm sorry. We'll continue in the next episode. I hope you guys like it. I really make this because for all of my heart, and I got here with all of my passion and efforts to do more and more. I'm really sorry if I had something wrong while I was reading, because I'm a bit nervous. Like, it's my first episode of podcast, and this is really, really, really nervous to me. So I hope, guys, I will make better the next time. I hope you read this story and try to tell with me, try to say, and spelling every single word that I'm saying. It can help you more to be more confident where you're talking in English, and it can be a really good beginning to you to start talking English in a good way. So I will finish this podcast right now, and I hope you guys like it, and I hope you guys really translated it if you want to translate it, and try to say with me while I'm doing my podcast and listen to the episode. I try to tell the story by your own, and I want to listen for all of you guys. I want to listen how you pronounce your every single word, what's your accent, how you can improve it. I want to see every your weakness in English. I want every person who's talking English in a good way, really, and I want to listen to you all. So send me in a Telegram your record, and let me listen. I will tell you a review, so don't forget to message me. I will be waiting for you all. So yes, that's my story. This is the story of Fembe Kid. I hope you will like it, and thank you.